Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting second, the first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting third, the DH, George Brett. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Chris Gwynn. Batting sixth, the catcher, Brent Main. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second, the center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Leo Gomez. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting ninth, the catcher, Jeff Tackett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McRae hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tackett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Joyner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Joyner. The throw from Tackett and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 0, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson strikes out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 0, and the Orioles 0. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jose strikes out. One out. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Gwynn strikes out. Two outs. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Main hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Main is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 0, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 0, and the Orioles 0. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. McLemore is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Joyner, and into shallow right field. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Jeff Tackett batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tackett hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Appiah covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jose is 0 for 1 in the game. Jose strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field. Jose picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jose. Ripken goes all the way around to score. Baines moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris Gwynn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gwynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Gwynn hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gwynn moves to second. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Tackett for a passed ball. Gwynn moves to third. Maine moves to second. Phil Hyatt batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ripken fields it and tags main, for the out. Gwynn scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, Orioles, 1. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes McLemore. The throw from main and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 0 for 1 in the game. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McLemore moves to third. Tackett moves to second. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. McLemore scores. Tackett scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Royals, 3, Orioles, 3. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jose is 0 for 2 in the game. Jose bunts towards the mound. McDonald fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Gwynn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gwynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harold Reynolds, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Gagne, and towards Lind, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McLemore moves to second. 2 outs. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tackett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tackett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLemore scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Tom Gordon now pitching. Brady Anderson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Maine is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Maine hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Alan Mills now pitching. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jack Voigt pinch runs for Harold Baines. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Voigt moves to second. David Segui pinch runs for Glenn Davis. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. David Segui now playing first base. Brian McRae, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brad Pennington now pitching. Wally Joyner, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joyner takes first base on ball four. McRae moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Felix Jose. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into right field. McLemore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McLemore. McRae scores. Joyner moves to third. It's 6-5, Orioles. Kevin McReynolds pinch hits for Chris Gwynn. Greg Olson now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Main is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Main is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6. And the Royals 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Hubie Brooks now playing right field. Kevin McReynolds now playing left field. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLemore moves to third. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Main and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Jeff Tackett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tackett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tackett takes first base on ball 4. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLemore scores. Reynolds scores. Tackett moves to second. It's 8-5, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Devereaux bunts towards third. Hyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Tackett moves to third. Anderson moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ripken is walked intentionally. Rusty Meacham now pitching. Jack Voigt is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Voigt hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. David Sege batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and one strike. Sege hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tackett scores. Anderson scores. Ripken moves to second. It's 10-5, Orioles. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gomez hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Gomez reaches second base with a double. Ripken scores. Sege goes all the way around to score. It's 12-5, Orioles. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McLemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Main settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 12, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae strikes out. There goes Lind. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joyner for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 12, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.